This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vela. The Colorado House is expected to approve a bill this week that would prevent people convicted of some violent misdemeanors from buying a gun for 5 years. Representative Stephen Woodrow is a sponsor.
Colleagues, we have an opportunity today to keep new guns out of the hands of violent criminals, to ensure that the people who would use guns to kill other people don't have access to them.
But Republicans like Representative Timothy Geithner argue the bill would keep those with minor criminal histories from defending themselves.
Let's make sure that we are allowing folks to continue to access and use and rely and trust in their Second Amendment, because I think that's really what this says. It erodes all of that.
House Democrats have already approved a bill that makes it easier to force domestic abusers to relinquish their guns. Both bills still need Senate approval. Denver police shot and killed a man Friday in the city's Barnum neighborhood. Police say they received a call about a person firing a gun into the air at a playground. When officers arrived, the man drove away in a car and police pursued. The driver crashed, and when he exited the vehicle, police say he threatened them with a gun. Multiple officers shot the man. The shooting is under department investigation. And the Denver Nuggets close out the regular season tonight in Portland against the Trail Blazers. The outcome will have a significant impact on seedings in the upcoming NBA playoffs. No matter what happens, though, the Nuggets will have home court advantage in the first round. Thunderstorms possible for Denver today. You're listening to CPR News.